Hi, and welcome to the latest Diagonal Walking podcast. I'm Nick Corbell, and I'm walking a diagonal route across the heart of England, and I'm inviting everyone to share in both the journey itself and the processes involved in both planning the trip and in writing a book about it. In a departure from recent podcasts, which have featured recordings of interviews with people I meet along the way, I'm back, briefly, to giving a quick catch-up on progress. There's more on the website. In particular, a recent blog I've written called A Sense of an Ending, and the theme for this podcast is similar, namely, a summary of where I've got to and where I'm going. Now, this covers a number of angles, both physically, where I've actually walked and planned to walk, and where I am in my head, both with the walk and with the wider objective of writing a book about the whole project. First, a reminder, the whole project was born at the start of the year, and I think I've come a long way since then, both literally and figuratively. The whole diagonal walking project, as I found myself calling it, has a presence, a brand, if you will, with a logo, a theme tune, and I like to think a kind of life of its own. It's also gained some traction, particularly with these podcasts and on social media, and that's been enormously satisfying. I've also learned a lot. New skills such as filming a video for my YouTube channel, doing these podcasts, tweaking the website in order to push it up the Google ranking, the whole dark art of keywords and tags. And I've also learned a lot about how to stitch a walk like this together and about my own country. I don't want to spoil the conclusions of the book. Indeed, those conclusions are still forming. But suffice it to say, I think I've gained a much clearer understanding of England and the English and what makes us tick, and I've enjoyed writing about these. I've been writing the book as I go in order to keep it fresh while it's still in my head, and I'm currently up to about 50,000 words, so I'd say that's more than half, which is probably about right, as I've now completed over half the walk. However, before I get into too much detail on the book, an update on the walk itself. At the time of recording this, I'm between the third and the fourth leg. I'm all planned and I'm ready to go for the fourth leg, which will start on July the 18th, all things being equal. Where am I? I'm in Newport Pagnell. For those of you with rusty geography, that's in the north of Buckinghamshire, just outside Milton Keynes. Although, if we're being honest, it's practically part of Milton Keynes, but they probably wouldn't thank me for saying that. If you need to see that on a map, head over to the website and look at the How I Am Doing page, where there's a number of pictures tracking my progress against the map of England. Where have I been? Well, the last leg was exciting, as I managed to pass through the very centre of England on the Leicestershire-Warwickshire border, and managed to charm myself onto the private land where there's a plaque defining the very centre of the country. Well, at least according to the Ordnance Survey. And as far as I'm concerned, for this project, they are the word. Where am I off to next? Well, the route I plan for the fourth leg will take probably 7 days and take me down past Luton, thankfully just missing the main runway, which my diagonal line passes through, past the house I used to live in the north of Wheathampstead, that's just outside St Albans, and then into another new town, Welwyn Garden City, before heading off onto the outskirts of North and then East London, Enfield, Chingford, Walthamstow, not quite reaching the Thames. I called my last blog The Sense of an Ending, as I said earlier. And what I meant by this was that after this leg, the end will be in sight. Not imminent, but in sight. On the one hand, it seems ages ago that I started, yet it also feels as if it's gone pretty quickly. It's been all-consuming, to be honest. And have I rushed things? I don't know. I don't think so. I wanted to keep the momentum going. Plus, there's the dimension of the book. Let me explain. I've been looking into my publishing options. Ideally, I'd like to get the book published in or around the spring or early summer of 2019, when we're supposed to be exiting the EU, if indeed that ever happens. Diagonal Walking isn't about Brexit, but it did act as a prompt to the walk, and I think it gives me a marketing lever. Now, as it happens, I also have a novel I'm trying to get published at the moment, and this experience, plus my own previous publishing experience, suggests I might have a problem. It's about time. The time needed to get from signing a contract with a publisher to getting the book actually physically in your hands is probably around a year. And that's if you're lucky. Typically, it's longer. The snag is, very few publishers take direct approaches, and you have to go through an agent. So, this means pitching the book twice, first to an agent, and then again, probably alongside the agent, to the publisher. And getting an agent takes its own time, of course. Unless your proposition is absolutely outstanding, or maybe you've been on EastEnders or something, even if you are successful, getting an agent takes months, and even then, securing one is a long shot. By their own admission, agents and publishers operate in a highly subjective world. They also operate in a world full of wannabes. Maybe I'm one of them, I don't know. So they tend to be inundated with proposals. Take all this together, and you'll see I've got a problem. I could invest months of time in trying to secure an agent, with, to be honest, a slim chance of success, or I could look for alternatives. Now, one of those might be to try a direct approach to a publisher. My research suggests there's probably only really a handful of potential candidates, but the chances of this working are probably even slimmer, if I'm being honest. On top of all this, there's yet another dimension. Agents and publishers typically want to see a complete manuscript. I haven't got one. And I won't until I complete my walk. I think you can see where all this might be going. Even if I had a polished manuscript by, say, the end of October, which is pushing it, I simply don't have the time to secure an agent / publisher. So, what are my options? Well, the most obvious route is self-publishing. The self-publishing world has come on enormously in recent years. Once derided as vanity publishing, is now seen as highly credible, and indeed a number of big success stories have started as self-published books. There are variants of self-publishing, from setting up your own publishing house to using publishing packages, and I've used the latter before. They tend to be pretty good. Then there's e-publishing. When I think about it, the whole self-publishing route probably allows me much more control. But the downside is it also requires me to fork out some cash up front. The other downside of self-publishing is you probably have to do all the marketing yourself. Well, you do. You have to do all the marketing yourself. But this holds a few fears for me. In fact, I think I quite look forward to it. So, under the cover of research for my novel, I'm also investigating this option of self-publishing for diagonal walking. I'm not ruling out traditional publishers. I will try and approach those handful of traditional publishers when I've got a bit more to show them, and hopefully a bit more of a headwind on the social media and everything. But I'll let you know how I get on in future blogs and podcasts. But in the meantime, if anyone knows of anyone who could help, because don't get me wrong, by hook or by crook, this book will be published, please do get in touch via email. nick@diagonalwalking.co.uk. Or if you have any advice or anything, you just want to chat it through, let me know. I hope you found this podcast interesting. Please feel free to rate it on either iTunes or Podomatic, whichever supplier you got it from. Hopefully, the next podcast will be another featuring someone met along the walk. But that's another one of the beauties of diagonal walking. You never know what might happen next. So, once again, thanks for listening. And please feel free to reach out with any thoughts or advice. Meanwhile, keep walking diagonally, of course.